This is Winning with Wellness, a podcast about inspiring the wellness warrior in you. If you're feeling lost or alone in your wellness journey, or are looking for new ideas and inspiration, you are in the right place. A place you can learn about all things wellness in business, life, and living. Your host, Jenny Rice, will be bringing you inspiring stories and practical tools to improve your overall wellness, personally and professionally. Imagine what living a life of wellness would be like. Thank you for joining us today.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Winning with Wellness. Thrilled to have you here, honored to be sharing this space and time with you, and excited, super excited to connect with Justin. Justin is all things EMF. And for those of you that don't know what that means, don't worry, he's going to tell us. So welcome, Justin, to the show. Thank you for being here.
Jenny, so happy to be here. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, it's great to have you. I'm going to share with people a little bit about your background so that they know. So you guys, Justin is an athleticism performance coach. That could actually be a serious tongue twister if you're not careful. Has worked with amateur and professional athletes for over the past two decades. He saw his athletes breaking down from the excessive levels of EMF, which we're going to dig into, from their smartwatches, wireless earbuds, and electric cars. He has tested hundreds of homes and clients and has found a solution to the problem. And it is a problem, you guys. Mother Nature's way of protecting us from excess rollout of man-made radiation, not a man-made device attempting to keep up with another man-made level. Mother Nature's a powerhouse. Justin, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jenny.
All right, dig into it. People are going to be like, okay, it's an acronym. What is EMF?
Electromagnetic fields or frequencies, and Sweet. It can be cosmic or man-made. So the cosmic ones, we want to let everyone know we live in this electric universe. We're electric, the universe is, we're one with the universe, and we rev really similar to where the universe does. So our air is plasma, waveforms travel through the plasma. So whether it's a cosmic shift in the atmosphere or a shift from introducing 5G or radio waves or electrification in some way, shape, or form, that's going to travel through the plasma and affect our bodies.
So tell me, obviously, you've seen this eroding people. How what does that mean? Like, how does it affect our bodies? Okay, so it's hitting us, it's coming through the air. It's really silent. Obviously, it's undetectable, I would guess. So how does it affect an individual?
Well, let's back up a few steps because there are three questions or so.
I know. I was like, I think I triple loaded you on that one.
It is silent for most humans, but it's not silent. So these meters, they can meter the levels of these invisible stressors. And when you put a meter up to it, the meters will start screaming. You put your cell phone and point the meter at it, it'll start screaming. And that's what our body hears. Animals can hear, but most humans can't. Mm. So the stuff they're the man-made signals, we categorize them by the speed of their wavelength. And okay. So I'm going to quantify it, make it in waves per second, because everyone can grasp that. So when we're sleeping, Jenny, we are at 1 or below 1 hertz or waves per second. That's our brainwave state.
Okay.
This cell phone pings at 2.45 billion waves per second.
Ouch.
And it's a one-directional waveform. Where the Earth, the Schumann resonance, the healing pulse of the Earth is 7.83 hertz or waves per second, depending on the season. So we rev really one with the universe. And that's where it's so great. So when you roll out a man-made signal that's 10 zeros faster, it's one directional when we're used to waveforms that distribute equally in every direction, and it has a positive charge, it's so, so different than how we're designed to be. So it'll end up chipping away at our life force in an array of different ways. And there's some incredible books I want everyone to understand. First, we understand physics and how the universe is designed. Because when we grasp that, okay, we're talking, you're in Canada, I'm in California, we're seeing each other smile and, you know, having this great conversation. And this is all waveforms that are allowing this to happen that travel through plasma. So the one directional man-made stuff is one directional, or it wouldn't work. Right. They can't distribute equally in every direction. It just doesn't work that way. But that's how the universe is made. So that's the one, the science behind it. So how does it affect us? Well, it affects us in a lot of different ways. The first thing we've tested is the eyes, the teeth, your thymus, which is your electrical field for your whole body, and then your small intestine area. Those are the four areas that get decharged. And when those areas lose their negative ionic charge, they lose that charge that your cells have, you become a gateway for more challenges. And I think there's three levels of EMF challenges. And then there's also destructuring of the water, cell and DNA damage from, you know, vibration of it. But the three levels, basically the first is all cognitive: focus, memory, behavior, anxiety, sleep, fatigue, or lack of sleep, I should say, and fatigue, stress. And then you go into the next level, which would be more serious headaches like migraines, ringing in the ears, rashes on your skin, bloody noses, muscle twitching. And then you have the level three would be the bigs: cancer, suicide, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and cardiovascular. And then right now, what we're seeing happen currently, and then in the future generations, what scientists are showing is lack of fertility.
That's a heavy one.
Wow.
So, okay. Now, knowing as a human being, I literally were having this conversation. For those of you listening, I'm looking around my desk. I've got my iPhone to my left. Nope, sorry, to my right. I've got my iPad to my left. I've got my computer in front of me. I've got my, you know, my headphones there. I'm surrounded. And then I'm thinking to myself, I don't even want to think about my daughter's room or such. So tell me, obviously, this is something you're extremely passionate about. How do we protect ourselves and our family from man-made EMFs? Because I imagine they're not going anywhere.
They're not going anywhere. So the first thing is to not worry about it.
Okay.
When you give your power away, when you give your power away to something, it'll hit you a lot harder. So right. That's number one. Number two, we want to understand the proximity awareness. So we have to develop some protocols for all those incredible devices. So that smartwatch should be on airplane mode.
Right. I've got one of those too.
I saw that.
Dang it. And I just got it not that long ago.
So probably get rid of it. I'm not a fan of radiation directly on your skin. We have athletes. So I'm worked with athletes for a couple of decades. See, the strongest, fittest guys break down from excess EMF. And literally the whole arm would go weak, and they get rid of the smartwatch, their strength comes back right away. It's that tangible for people that are sensitive. Now, different blood types have different sensitivity. Different age brackets have different levels of sensitivity, different levels of fullness. If your bucket's full of toxicity, heavy metals, if you don't methylate, if you don't have the gene, or you have basically the MTHR gene, if you do not methylate efficiently and you have a mutation to that gene, everyone's gonna have different levels of fullness and strength. If you're a fetus, you don't have a skull or a blood-brain barrier to protect yourself. So, or infants, they're not fully developed yet.
Right.
Elderly, they're weaker, they're gonna get hit harder. You know, anywhere from 24 to about 50-ish are gonna be the more resilient, stronger years. But if you have a blood type that's not, you're gonna get hit. So we really wanna understand all these different components to health and vitality, And what the doctors are saying is there's some incredible studies. Bioinitiative.org shows that all the challenges with the EMF on our body. So we know they're real. We know California Department of Public Health, they hid some findings that the cell phones cause cancer, acoustic nerve challenges. And our own health department here. I mean, so we these industries, governments, unfortunately, they're not all about our health. Mm-hmm. And that's a challenge because the messaging that we're being told is like, hey, get connected, you're faster, you're more efficient, and this is going to be great. And poverty-ridden areas will have access to internet. Well, they don't even have electricity. How are they going to use this stuff? So we're being told a lot of things that aren't really true for a lot of growth in industries and profit for mm-hmm. industries, unfortunately.
So what is the next step? So not being fearful, love that, because again, don't give up your power. The average person isn't able to step away from their cell phone or their laptop for work, their electric car that they just spent, you know, thousands of dollars on. How do people protect themselves on that next level?
Well, there's going to be some choices people have to make, really. And I think there's an incredible proximity awareness component. So let's start there. You can convert a smart meter, at least we're allowed to in California, in a lot of places, convert a smart meter to analog. A smart meter is your automated gas and electric meter that pings in your home and back to the gas company every 7 to 15 seconds. That sporadic pulse is really challenging on our body. Josh Del Sol did a movie called Take Back Your Power. It's a documentary movie about a decade ago on the smart meters. And I highly recommend everyone watch that movie. So the smart meters one, convert it, put your routers on timers. Even better than that one, hardwire your home. If your home's hardwired, fiber optic, faster, safer, more reliable, and minimal health challenges. And safer meaning security wise, you're not going to get hacked. These bandwidths, these millimeter waves flying through the air can easily, something can easily tap into it. It's a physics, you know, thing. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have better security with hardwiring. So if you hardwire your home, the next would be have a switch on your electrical, you know, circuit board where you're turning your electricity off in the bedrooms at night. So you're literally quieting that vibration down. And then put all your devices on airplane mode. So mine's on airplane mode. I also have one in our Faraday bag. I have two phones here. So we can, you know, have this when the phone's inside of the Faraday bag, it drops the millimeter waves to safe levels from what bioinitiative.org considers safe.
So you tell people, because only you and I can see, well, there will be people watching the video, but we've got people listening. Tell them what a Faraday bag is.
Well, it's a 7 millimeter Faraday bag. It's aluminum static bag. You can put products in it and it quiets the stressor of the millimeter waves down to safe levels. Now frequencies do go in and out of them.
Okay.
Because it's only 7 milliliters mm-hmm. and these cell phones, they're making them so strong, Jenny. They're making them be able to burn through a 7 millimeter Faraday bag. Like it's really unbelievable. So signals are going in and out of it. But what we found physics wise is that when you put a positive charge in this, it drops it down to safer levels. When you put a negative ion charge, like our crystals are inside the grounding bag, they end up amplifying the good. So these Faraday bags have some magic component to it, which is really fun for everybody. So use Faraday bags when you're not on your phone. The other big thing about a Faraday bag, a static bag, would be that it slows down the data harvesting. And data harvesting is probably one of the biggest things for our safety, for our future, for our freedom, because they're aggregating all of our information, sending it to artificial intelligence. So they know our retina scans, our fingerprints, how fast we drive, our gait, how well we sleep, all our banking information. They know everything, all our passcodes. They know everything about us. So when we could slow down the grab of them learning about us, we're going to be able to have a lot more freedom for a lot longer, for sure.
I love that. So as a parent, and I'm sure we have parents listening, or we have, you know, aunts, uncles, people that are connected to young people. I'm like slightly traumatized right now thinking about my daughter and her earbud that she, I don't know if it actually, I think it's like surgically implanted in her ear. So yes, we talked boundaries. As a parent, knowing that kids have this insatiable habit, addiction, whatever we want to call it, to their electronics, are there things other than going to World War III with them about their electronic use? Are there things that we can do around them in their space to help protect them?
Yes. Well, first off, I would recommend get a wireless or a radio frequency, like a acoustometer that meters wireless signals. Buy one of those $150, $160, whatever dollars, and show them that this thing, when it's like this and it's not making any noise, is absolutely screaming at their body.
Okay.
Because the meter will go, you point it away from it, and then it's quiet. You point it at the phone, and it starts screaming. And you just let them know, like, hey, this is the noise that this thing makes. This isn't like some peaceful thing. Mm-hmm. It's always looking for a connection to connect and receive, connect, receive. This thing is buzzing like crazy. So I too am a parent, have a daughter, so teenage daughter. So it's the same thing. And what I did when I showed her that, like, there was a huge thing. She's like, wow, she looks at it a whole different way. And when she's not on it, it's away from her. When she's on it, we have grounding bags, you know, in our home, on her bed. So we have a mini for a purse or a pocket backpack. So we have some products that change the waveform, but then we have that protocol with proximity awareness. So when she's not on it, it's in the Faraday bag, it's on airplane mode, and we have the grounding bags near us. But the earbuds, Jenny, those things are really challenging because let's look at the anatomy of our body. We have a skull, right?
Yeah.
And then we have an airway canal directly to our brain. There's no skull between your ear and your brain.
Right.
It's a complete airway canal. So you're looking at, you know, 2.45 billion waves per second directly in your inner ear with localized radiation right there. Not what we want at all. So where the corded ones with some silicone as the receiver right in the ear, so it doesn't penetrate directly in and it's wired there. But if you're having an antenna in your inner ear, that's a recipe, you know, for not a recipe for success over a longer period of time. And remember, this is, our bodies are super resilient. You're wearing them for a year or so, like, not going to be a big deal at the end of the day because our bodies are so resilient. But what I see is decade after a decade of this, significant health challenges.
Honestly, you are such an incredible wealth of information. So those of you that are listening, Justin does have some incredible products. We are going to ensure that you have his access to how to order them and that. If you're interested in protecting your home from EMF, what I'm curious about, Justin, if somebody was to go onto your website, look at the services, you know, the products that you carry, and they can only afford one item on there, which one would you recommend that people get started with?
I would recommend the Deep Sleep, the grounding bag, full size grounding bag.
Okay.
It's about 1 pound of crystals. The other part I want to mention is if she ever, if our daughters ever put a laptop on their lap, or any kids, fertility is a huge thing. The ovaries absorb 10 times the amount of radiation. So yeah. I make sure, first off, I say, hey, don't even put it on your lap because it's not a good idea. But number two, if they do, put a grounding bag on your lap and put it over it, because there's a Faraday bag inside here that have a repelling component, and the crystals will transform the waveform. So there's protocols to coexisting with this man-made EMF. But if someone were to get one product, it's a grounding bag. And the reason is because it's converting a waveform when you're sleeping. And you'll be able to get a restorative, deeper sleep and hence keep your life force up so you don't get chipped away by the EMF as much and as quickly.
Well, and I'm going to let you guys know too, Justin has been so gracious to send me some of his products to try. And they, unfortunately, due to the climate we're in with the world right now, they haven't arrived yet. But I am going to make sure as soon as I play with them, I let you guys know what my experience is, because I was just thinking like, oh, I spent the whole weekend with my laptop on my lap. Granted, I'm 51, so I'm okay, but it's still not good for I have so much to learn. So, okay. So Justin, I know we're getting close to our time together here. What is something you wish that I, you know, is there something you want to make sure that you share with the listeners that I haven't asked you yet?
Well, the couple things. Number one is we understand how the universe is created. There's a few books that I want people to grasp and get to. And one, it's called The Invisible Rainbow by Arthur Furstenberg. Arthur Furstenberg also has a website called cellphonetaskforce.org. Encourage everyone to get his book and check out his emails from that. He's one of the most well-researched authors out there and really current on current topics and what they're doing, Internet of Things, satellite-wise, wanting to do it in the ocean. Everything's going on. He's a great resource for it. The other book would be The Electric Body, Electric Universe by Eileen McCusick, which is a great book talking about how our health lies in our energy field. And it really takes these intangible world of waveforms and converts it to our body. The Invisible Rainbow categorizes all the pandemics and the life with life and electricity and the history of it. And he correlates it to increased shifts in our electromagnetic blanket of an atmosphere, whether it's cosmic or man-made. The cosmic stuff and man-made disrupt our REM patterns in our sleep. Okay. And so that's a big thing of what we're seeing now as people are adapting to this rollout of 5G. 1918, it was radio waves. There were satellites in the Van Allen belt in the Hong Kong flu. And then World War II, we introduced radar on a broad scale. So now it's 5G. Our bodies are adapting. That's what's happening. So I want people to understand that your environment, like a dolphin's environment would be the ocean, ours is our air and plasma where these waveforms travel through. When we have one directionals that are 10 zeros faster and a one directional charge, like a positive charge, one directional waveform, that's so different than how we're designed and our bodies are doing what they're supposed to do. So just know that and know that we can get grounded by nature because that's your nature. So get outside, go barefoot, put your feet in the sand and in a body of water, lay down a blanket on a lawn and have a picnic. If it's too cold where you are, just touch a tree for a little bit. You'll get that grounding effect. Just literally get grounded because our bodies are like a body battery. We get a negative charge and pull the electrons from the earth. We have a positive charge coming from above, from the sun, from the unpolarized waves. And that's what recharges our body. So when we have satellites beaming one directional above and we're wearing shoes all day and being bombarded by this, you know, tech world, we're, as Dr. Mercola would say, he wrote a book titled We're EMF'd. So we want to make sure everyone gets grounded by nature.
I love that. That should be the final thought, but do you have any final thoughts you'd like to share, Justin, before
that we... was it like get grounded by nature.
Honestly, this has been really enlightening and I appreciate the awareness. I love that you tell us, and I'm going to stand on that, not to be fearful, take action, right? That's the key thing. This is what this show is about, is providing awareness and discerning for yourself if you want to choose to move into action. I definitely know that my daughter and I will be having, and I'll be having a conversation with myself tonight about cell phone and all of those things, because the only person that can take control is ourselves. So thank you so much, Justin, for your wisdom. And I appreciate you being on the show and sharing with everybody. So don't worry, you guys, those of you that are listening or watching the video or recording, I'll make sure that Justin's contact information is in the show notes so that you know how to reach him. And if you're interested to step into some of those protective products that he offers. So thanks again, Justin, for being on the show.
Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Winning with Wellness. If something you heard today sparked your interest or fired up your curiosity, please head over to Apple Podcasts now, hit subscribe, and leave us a review. Your review helps us ignite the wellness warriors in others. Your community is waiting for you. Don't forget to activate your free wellness membership to Your Holistic Earth. You'll find the link in the show notes. It is never too late to redefine your wellness, and you don't have to do it alone. One small action can lead to life-changing results. I know, because it did for me. And from my heart to yours, thank you for sharing your most valuable asset with me, you.